This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Geiser is on the Texas border at Eagle Pass. He's got big reports being followed by the hour at Real Alex Jones, Infowars.com/show. Chase, closing comments and analysis and pieces of information that you haven't gotten to yet. Then we're going to air a little short report you guys just did from one of these NGO bases.
Absolutely, Alex. So in sort of summation of what we've learned so far since we've been here, and of course we're going to be here for a couple more days and we're learning new things every single hour, it seems like. But in summation, I would say that Governor Abbott is doing the right thing by drawing attention to the border crisis that we have in place. But we shouldn't get lost in the weeds considering whether or not the barbed wire should be cut, because, frankly speaking, every 100 yards along this wall, it seems like there's another opportunity for people to come into the United States from Mexico. There's simply not enough manpower in order to keep the border secure. We do have a wide open border, Alex. It's just as simple as that. If there is no border between the United States and Mexico anymore, as far as I can tell, those who are caught when they come across end up funneled to these NGOs and they're distributed throughout the country as well. And so ultimately, when push comes to shove, we need an administration in the White House. We need a government that actually believes in things like national sovereignty, the sort of antithesis of globalism and the New World Order, so that we can secure this border, because it is possible. If we have the resources that we're sending to Ukraine and the resources that we send to any of the other nations that we call allies in the globalist community, then we certainly have the resources to defend this border. There's simple things that they could do to fix this problem or greatly reduce the
border. Absolutely. Well, it's federal funds through the State Department that is, and Biden saying surge the border, that did all this. So we don't need new laws. Yeah. The laws are on the books. That's a red herring. It's a total fraud. And you're right there on the border. You've got so much more you're going to be breaking. We'll be watching it all at Band.Video, Infowars.com, and Real Alex Jones, and at Real Chase Geiser. Chase, great job to the crew. And when you guys leave Saturday, Drew Hernandez is going to be relieving you guys down there. And then after that, Owen Schroyer and myself, we're all going to be going to the border. And we encourage everybody else to get down there as well. Thank you, Chase Geiser.
Thank you, Alex.
Anything else you didn't remember? Any other points you want to make?
Just follow Alex at Real Alex Jones on X. Follow me at Real Chase Geiser, of course, at InfoWars on X. We will be releasing several reports a day on the developments as they happen here in Eagle Pass.
All right, brother. Well, thank you so much. All right. And they're going to be covering the convoy as it arrives Saturday. Thank you. All right. We're going to go out to break with one of his reports that he just filed covering the NGO, and they tried to throw him out of there because they don't want the hot lights of publicity pointed at them. And again, it's only viewers and listeners, your support, that allows us to do this. So I thank you all for your support. Stay with us.
On the driveway? We can't be on the driveway?
Yes, it's our driveway, like I'm telling you.
So as you can see, here we are at Border Hope, which is a controversial church with a 20,000-foot square foot facility. And they're arguing with us, trying to get us off the property because this institution, this organization, is part of apparently some of the human trafficking that's been going on with the border. So reports that we've got from the locals are that when people are captured at the border, they are taken to this facility among other NGO facilities and then ushered throughout the country based on some of the processing that's happening at this Border Hope facility. So this Border Hope facility is a Methodist church. It's a local Methodist church. They just got this 20,000-square-foot facility in September. We are highly skeptical that the locals were giving donations to this church or anything of that nature, because 25% of the population here in Eagle Pass does live below the poverty line. And so it seems like a federally funded or some sort of state-sponsored operation that processes these illegals that have been storming across the border here in Eagle Pass. As you can tell, they do not want us here. They have just threatened to call the police on us because we're here, and it's because they don't want anybody in the public to know what they're actually doing, what the operation is, all the work that they're doing to help funnel thousands upon thousands of people into the United States as part of the Biden regime's border invasion. So we are going to be trying to capture as much footage inside the facility as possible. Obviously, they won't let us inside the facility despite the fact that they have a giant welcome sign right there, but there is a bridge over here, so we're going to see if we can get any shots inside the facility. facility so you can see what the processing is that is going on here and how sketchy these operations truly are that seem to be compromising the integrity of our nation itself. Make sure you visit InfoWars.com/show. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to be the reason that we're still on the air. And check us out on X at Real Alex Jones at Info.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right. I'm going to say this right now because it's what I really mean and what I'm thinking. Because every day where you guys keep us on air, every day you spread the word, you're the reason we have all our success. Yeah, we're hardworking and we're informative and we got great guests and we love freedom and we're good guys. But when you call in and thank me, it's ass backwards. I want to thank you for keeping us in the fight. I mean, we have had, all because of God working through you, devastating effects against the New World Order. I mean, I sit back sometimes and just reflect on life and reflect on what's currently happening as I get older. I do it more and more. Anybody that's old, and I'm 50, I'm told by the time I'm like 70 or 80, if I'm blessed to live that long, that's all I'll be doing. I mean, my dad sits there when I'm with him fishing or hunting. He's just sitting back, doesn't talk for hours. I say, what are you doing? He goes, I'm just thinking about my life. I'm thinking about my family and you and all the things. I'm just reflecting. And I've sat there with uncles and grandfathers and stuff, and they're dying. For days, they just want to tell you everything, and they want to reflect. And I don't feel like I'm about to die. I'm not saying that. It's just that we're in a major crisis, and reflecting is about really figuring out who you are and what you stand for and what you're going to do. And when we're in a very dangerous moment, but at least we know what's going on, and at least a lot of people are listening. The globalists planned on running this whole operation, and almost nobody would know what was happening. They thought, oh, we'll keep them contained. I've read their white papers. There's been lawsuits and got the Clinton Foundation documents. We're going back decades ago. They're like, it's key to suppress the conservatives and populists, and we will. We'll never know what hit them. And Zuckerberg documents that are back out now where he says, my users, trust me, they're a bunch of dumb effers, and boy, we're going to screw them over really hard. The first thing we got to realize is, as bad as things are, this is a test. And it's about getting our soul. So the fact that you love justice and that you love God and you're a good, decent person, you've already won. No matter what happens to your body or your house or your car or any of that crap, freedom produced all that. As we lose freedom, we lose all that. We got to get the freedom back and the prosperity's great. I love a pool and a house and a nice car. Man, I love being able to fly wherever I want and whatever, but I don't worship it. And you can't say you're going to take it away from me and then get me to roll over and piss my pants. They're so pissed. You know, the globalists and settlement talks and all the rest of them, I'm not supposed to get into it. Over the years, they're like, you know, just stop this and that, and it's all over. And I'm like, you could have a gun to my head and I wouldn't follow your orders. You could have a gun to my children's heads because I know something. We're going to lose our children anyways if we don't beat this. I mean, the globalists are crazy people. They're incompetent as hell. They've inherited all their power, and they've got to be stopped. They've got to be resisted. So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go to your phone calls. Not just this broadcast, but all of you, the billions that have tuned in over the last 30 years. It's 30 years in April. You changed the world. And you buck the system. and you swam upstream like a salmon and kicked their ass. And I only say that because as negative as things are, you deserve to know the truth. And I just want to do the opposite of demoralization. I want to energize you and just let you know that I appreciate you and I thank you and I respect you for all you've done. Because we really have changed the world. And when I say this here on air, I'm not kidding around about it. We really have created the modern opposition to this. And I talk a lot about this, but I don't think I talk about it enough. There are all these false political systems and all these distractions and diversions and manipulations. But if you look at what we've talked about for 30 years with all our guests and all our callers and all our investigations, you look at the world and it's what we said was going to happen because we're dialed in a world of people that are asleep and distracted. We actually have the New World Order's number. And we do know what we're talking about. And we are vindicated. So I know a lot of you have gone through ridicule. You've lost your jobs. You've been attacked. You've been demonized. You've paid a price. And I want you to understand from the bottom of my heart that I respect that. Because I've gone through hell too. And we're not victims. People get into being a victim and, oh, poor me. And, no. I chose this fight. This is exactly where I wanted to be. And most revolutionaries against tyranny never get to see success while they're alive. Most artists forget political stuff. Like Vincent van Gogh committed suicide. He's the greatest artist, according to, I do like his art, you know, impressionistic. His average painting sells for like $100 million. He couldn't even pay for food when he killed himself. And imagine, he never knew how much incredible success he was going to have. And it wasn't even about his success. But when he killed himself, he felt like a total and complete total loser. He felt like a complete and total moron. Because he wasn't validated while he was alive. I look at my life, 30 years on air in April, and I look at the insane success and how uninformed I was early on, but I had some basic facts, and how other people that had the same vision of liberty as I had and had more information than me helped me. And now we've done all this together. It is absolutely spectacular that despite all the attacks and all the Soros operations and all the demonization, we're reaching conservatively every day with the show 30 million people. Not to mention all the old clips and all the old stuff we've done that is more powerful than what we're currently doing because people see something from 25 years ago or 10 years ago that has totally come true and it's an epiphany for them. And that's why we're working so hard before I go to calls to dig through all the archives now that we're released on X. And to post all the interviews that only InfoWars viewers saw. Only people tuned in to our, which is still a lot of people at InfoWars.com and video and local radio stations, TV stations. It was still a lot of people. It was still like it's a phantom zone, though. You had to know where to go. You had to know where to look. And now just on X, tens of millions a day and everywhere else, it's a blessing. And so God is real. This is an amazing time to be alive. And I am just so blessed to still be alive. And I am so blessed that you've kept us on air through all these tribulations and all this persecution and all these attacks. And I know, I don't believe, I know that our best work is yet to come. So despite all the negativity, I don't think I spend enough time being positive here, talking about just how far we've come together. So Think about it. Turn on the news. Everything's about the New World Order. Everything's about ESGs and the WEF and the UN and global treaties and the New World Order. Nobody even 5 years ago was talking about that. It's exponential. Overhead shot. I mean, if you look at a graph, this is just a guesstimation. Here's 1990. All right? And here we are in 2024. And the awakening of the New World Order has been about like this. And now it's like that. So as negative as everything is, think about where we are. And no one can deny the awakenings like that. The globalists got a big problem. Because my ass showed up right here. And I didn't do all this. I just saw what was happening and didn't want to be part of the New World Order. And I believed in the people. And now I rode that wave. And there we are.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I can ask, my greatest thanks to you is helping me find my life with God again. And that ties into the collapse, because no matter what they throw at us, as long as we have God, we have leaders that can go ahead and lead us towards God, we have nothing to fear. I think it's going to get very bad. You know, I'm a firearms and wilderness survival instructor myself. I train a lot of people, and I just got to tell anybody that has any skills, you know, train young men, you know, train young women, train your family, train everyone you can. Go ahead and have them understand these skills. That way we can run a trout line and skin a buck. Also, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to a lot of your InfoWars products. I didn't buy a lot of them when first listening to you because I didn't want to be like some kind of quack. But the products are legit. Everything I've taken has just been a major improvement to my life. It does what it's supposed to do and more than you can. And that's really all I have to say, Alex Jones, is thank you and God bless you.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, when you really pull back from all of this, we're preparing people for any scenario. But let's not lie, we're already deep into the collapse. Joe in Jerusalem. Joe, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, hi, Alex. I'd like to thank you for your fight against the globalists. Been a long-time listener. We need to do this fight together. It's for humanity. I'd like to talk about a couple of points between the alliance between the Islamic extremists and the globalists.
Go ahead.
What is your opinion, Alex? What is your opinion, Alex, and where is that coming from? Is that because of hate to Christians, or is that because the victimization of the Islamicists is what they are using as part of their agenda? Or is it...
Well, that's right.
Where is it coming from?
It's very chic to be anti-Israel, and Israel's like the U.S., we have corrupt leaders. It's not perfect. Got problems. But the universities, the big money, the globalists are behind Islam because it's 2 billion people. And Islam has got people in every country. So it can be a third rail or a fifth column the globalists can work with and control. And Muslims, on average, will vote like 98% how they're told to by their leaders. So it's a political movement with the left, allied with Islam. And you cannot deny that that's going on.
All right, thank you. Stay strong.
All right, well, thank you for calling. We're talking about collapse here, though. And the third world is being collapsed by design to flood us with these groups. What do we do about it? Eugene in Florida. Thanks for calling, Eugene.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones. Your courage is an inspiration to us all.
Well, thank you.
So if I miss my train force, I'm not as sharp as I like to think I am. So regarding collapse and regarding just about every topic that you covered, we have been sold on the idea of freedom, and we're kind of like not concentrating on liberty. Liberty is within the law, and freedom is outside the law. So we have the occult statement, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Well, do what thou wilt means freedom. And there is no law. It's a lie as far as that regarding that statement. So now if we're Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. He didn't say give me freedom or give me death. Now we've been sold on this freedom for a long time by people who are exercising their freedom. And they even do it in Congress. They use a statement in Congress that says, without objection, so ordered. So if nobody who's obeying the law or has the law in mind stops them from doing what they're doing, then they do whatever they want. And that is that statement again, do what thou wilt is the whole of the law. So freedom versus liberty has to do also with biblical, the law of liberty, the biblical law of liberty. So there's a law that has to do with liberty, and freedom is outside the law.
Sure, Eugene, you know, and I think you can take those definitions and play games with them how you want, but I get your point, liberty versus freedom. What about the global collapse? Because that was the one topic I raised. I asked callers to call in about the global collapse, how bad it's going to get. Can we stop it? Or do you have any comments on that?
Yes, the global collapse is going to continue until we start praying to the God of the Bible. And that means the I am who I am, the consistent one in the Bible. So the Romans lied about Jesus. Jesus was a prophet, no doubt about it, okay? But Jesus is not God. Jesus told us all about God. Jesus said repeatedly he was.
So you're a Muslim?
No, sir.
But you, so you don't think Jesus, because you're a Christian, you're not a Christian.
No, I'm not a Christian.
So what
I
are
follow
you?
The Bible. I follow the Bible.
So Jesus said, I am the Son of God. No man cometh to the Father but through me.
Okay, so look up repeatedly.
All right, I appreciate your call. Listen, I'm a very respectful person. And like nine times out of ten, anybody listening knows, I say, free for all, did it yesterday, whatever you want to call it about it. I want to focus on collapse. I want to focus on them cutting out the energy and the fertilizer and the farmers rebelling in Europe and how this is going to attack everybody no matter what color you are, whether you're a Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, a Hindu, you know, whatever. And the callers, some of them are doing it, others aren't. So I already gave you 3 minutes, man, but I cannot do it, okay, and sit here and have some esoteric discussion with you. All right? William in Dallas, you're on the air. Escalation of the collapse. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, you say we're under siege. We're under siege. And they're saying surge the border. Oh, my goodness. It's an escalatory thing. It's going to start off. They're just taking your catalytic converters and, you know, siphoning your gas tank and stealing your car. Then it's going to come up to you're afraid to even go to the gas station.
Well, that's right. I mean, tens of millions of illegals that are not going to get any jobs or food, they're going to have to rob.
Yeah, I mean, they have nothing. They're afraid of the police, just like South Dallas. They don't understand. They're trying to help, and it's escalating.
Well, when you say South Dallas, that's been a war zone since I was born.
Yeah, and I'm privileged enough to grow up in North Dallas, but, you know, it's slowly, you know, getting to the upper class that, hey, like, this is going to affect us, and it's scaring the hell out of people. But in Texas, we're blessed, but in other states where they don't understand, hey, like these people aren't to be messed with, especially in the rural areas. Other Americans are just like Texas, but they don't have that perception. They just feel like...
And imagine if all the rural towns were like all the Soros-controlled cities, where if you defend yourself from a rapist or murderer, you go to prison. But they don't control the local governments yet. That's why it's still safe to defend yourself, and that's why the criminals aren't there. The crime isn't going up in the rural areas. It's going up in the Soros-controlled cities. So the way to stop the collapse is to get rid of these Soros judges and prosecutors.
Yeah, and they're going to be funding themselves by taking everything they got. You know, it's the Wild West.
So. Oh, all the big cities are giving between $10 and $30 million to Black Lives Matter. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars given to them, saying, we're sorry when you burned down America, the police were mean to you, when they weren't even mean, they stood down. Great points, God bless you. All right, I'm glad people are calling in about the collapse subject. He just brought up the illegal aliens, the crime. I brought up Soros. That's what we're focusing on here. We're going to go to break. Airborne Veteran Arizona, Jay in Colorado, Zach, Gunther, Cowboy Gun, Josh, Randy, Mike, Warren. I'm going bam, bam, bam to your calls when we come back. Please take the live feeds from Infowars.com/show, band.video, and Real Alex Jones, and share them. People are hungry for the truth right now. You are the Paul Revere's. I'm a small part of this. You are 90% of it. Share the links now for victory. Share the links now for victory. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Saying they want a post-industrial world, they want to design collapse of civilization. That's the Great Reset. And you can see it all around you, the cutting off the energy, the cutting off the police, the cutting off of services, the destabilization that's going on. And if the public just wakes up to this, the globalist, like they've done in Europe, whether you're in Italy or whether you're in Spain or whether you're in France or the Netherlands or Ireland, the peaceful, normally peaceful farmers are blocking the roads, spraying manure on the government buildings, burning down the bridges, and just saying, we're done. mean, this is true war going on, ladies and gentlemen. And we're just a few years behind what's coming here. It's already started. So how do we stop the collapse is a question I've had. And Jay says he wants to talk about that from Colorado. Jay, thanks for calling.
It's a tremendous honor to be on with you, Alex, and the rest of the InfoWars audience. Yes, we are in the collapse, and indeed, this is the edge of the tribulation. You got the Tower of Babel back. You got the Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil back. Sodom and Gomorrah is back, and all the original deceptions are in play again. So how do we combat this? Well, you know, it's a lot of... It's a lot of things that have been going on, which is awareness of the problem, a change in the culture, a cutoff of all the money that they're utilizing in this war against us, and accountability following that to all these criminals, and also a spiritual revival. You know, I got a T-shirt company, Revival Garments, and, you know, I'm just trying to spread the word all I can, and I think if everybody can consolidate their efforts and move in the same direction, all boats pulling in the same direction, we can stave it off and fight it just as efficiently as we can.
Well, that's right. And again, in the end, we're not going to stop total evil's takeover, but the devil only gets a very short time. But it's all about us preparing the ground for the great awakening that comes after that. And it's about God seeing who will stand up against evil. I appreciate your call, Jay. Thank you. Cowboy Gun in California. Cowboy Gun, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Alex. How are you today?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
Hey, let me hit you with both barrels. I'll try to get this all out real quick. I love what we're seeing in other countries. I love people standing up. I love people saying no. But I think what we got, perhaps what we got is the Achilles heel to bring them all down. If you're a member of the deep state or in these groups, you obviously have, you get there through a series There's things you got to do to get to that level. And anyways, I think we had them back in 1992, and that was a book written by your friend John DeCamp called The Franklin Cover-Up. I hardly ever hear anybody talk about it. And if I could, just real quick, I want to read off 228. The Franklin investigators had lifted a corner of a rug under which could be glimpsed a national, international organized crime syndicate engaged in pedophilia, pornography, Satanism, drugs, and money laundering, and protected as their own limited investigation began to show by federal authorities. Pull a thread on any corner of this vast, seamless web, and the whole begins to unravel. And I think the way we defeat them is we go after them with Jeffrey Epstein, with the pedophile network. That's how they get to the level they're at. And we got to, that's their Achilles heel. We got to go after what we know about them, and that's what I want to call about.
Well, you're right. I mean, the Franklin cover-up is huge. I've sold the book for decades and had to camp on many times when he was alive, and Ted Gunderson and many others. And that was just one sector or one window into that. But we do cover the fact that the globalists traffic in children, because if you'll hurt children, the devil knows he's got you. And so that is his gang initiation into the New World Order, is the abuse of children. Thank you for the call. But we're talking about, how bad is the collapse going to get? How do we warn the public? What do we do? Let's talk to Zach in Arkansas with his view on it. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, Alex. Man, I just want to say, first, God bless you for risking your freedom and the safety of you and your family to spread the truth and expose these Luciferian pedophile terrorists that are trying to sink our ship in America and all over the world. Honestly, I feel like that if we don't start taking action now, we may not make it. I live in rural Arkansas, just north of Memphis a ways, and it's the kind of town where everybody knows everybody. You know what I mean? I go to Walmart last night. It's crazy. I'm walking around in there struggling to find what I came for. I look around, and I don't recognize anybody who doesn't work there. Like, one thing I was going to say is to Anonymous in America, congratulations on becoming a father. I'm a father of a four-month-old baby girl, and I can tell you right now, start buying formula and distilled water because it's expensive and it's becoming scarce. I'm having a hard time finding it, and that bothers me. Like, I'm trying to stock up because I'm afraid something may go down. Like, I see people just filling their carts with steaks and all the meat. It blows my mind. I don't know who these people are, where they came from. but I'm afraid that if we don't start the conversation, we may not make it.
All right, I hear you. Look, I got to let you go, okay? I understand you're upset, but we're on a lot of talk radio stations. We have a delay. So every time you cuss, we got to hit the delay. And then once you do it a bunch of times, the delay doesn't work anymore. We got to cut you off, okay? So if you want to not be on air, do the cussing, all right? People say, oh, well, the internet, you can do it. We're on a bunch of radio stations still. We're reaching millions of people through them, and I'm not mad at the caller, and I get his point, but his profanity becomes a distraction. And look, I do it some myself to make a point here and there, but it's one time, and we can lay it out. When you go over and over and over and over and over and over again, I got to cut you off, okay? So, yeah, Walmart, all these big corporations, Walmart's using its centers. We've confirmed it. It's come out in the news to put the smuggled kidnapped kids in. So, of course, Walmart's going to hire the illegal aliens. Of course, Walmart's going to do that. And, yeah, there are formula shortages. And you know what? The hospitals, I've had four children, they do. They don't give the baby mother's milk for a couple days, claiming it's not coming in. Then the baby's blood sugar lowers. They put them on formula so mother's milk never comes in. It's all designed to screw up society. And then now you're on formula. The brain doesn't grow as well. I would just advise people, you're going to have kids, try to keep the woman at home. That's the most important thing is children. That's an incredibly important job. And tell women it isn't. And just say, hey, you have breasts for a reason. Whales milk their babies. Wolves milk their babies. Rats milk their babies. Cows give milk to their babies. That's what it's for, is your babies. And it's another example of how they domesticated us. And I've been there with, I figured after one or two children, how they sit there and try to keep the baby away from the milk and say, oh, you know, blah, blah, because it's designed to get the child away from it. And during a collapse, folks, that's what it's all about, is the tools God's given us. And a woman can have a baby and take care of it, everything. She's a human terraforming operation, ready to take over. She's an engine. She's a weapon. And that's why they want women out of the equation, to not step into the role, their all-powerful role they've got. Airborne veteran in Arizona, thanks for calling. You're on the air, on collapse. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, first-time caller, long-time listener. Love your conspiracy bourbon. Best whiskey I've ever had. From what I understand, Obama purged 197 officers out of the military, mostly generals.
Yes, go ahead.
My idea is Trump should get a list of them and reinstate as many of them as he can. And get
absolutely.
Rid of all the
Trump wants a list
day.
Of loyal people. Just get whoever's been purged.
And purge all the ones Obama let stay, starting with Millie.
Well, isn't Millie a horrible creature?
Maybe replace him with Flynn if he's willing.
I think Flynn is going to be willing to do something. Do you think this collapse can be reversed?
It's going to be a tough one. We all need to pray hard.
I agree with you. What else you want to add?
Trump should also name Nikki Haley as the ambassador to Uranus.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Something off the walls, but I tell you, Foundational is the right name for that product because I've cut down to one, and it's like you have a baseline of energy that you were missing before that you got back. So,
well, I'm glad you mentioned that because I'll take what you're calling in with and make it a 1 minute ad. It's methylfolate, the breakdown of folic acid, and a lot of people, particularly Europeans, don't absorb all of the folic acid. So it's not a stimulant. It's a totally natural thing that boosts energy that's foundational. And was I lying to you or did it not work?
No, it was top-notch. And I was actually taking Red Pill Plus before, and that's got a little folic acid in it. And I think there was a little buildup from this, but the energy from this was no jitters. I mean, it's top-notch. It's a great product.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, no, folic acid's great and is in real Red Pill, but some can't Absolutely. Break it down. This is the breakdown of it.
That's exactly it. But what I wanted to call about, you know, all the folks calling in, you know, new fathers, just congratulations to them. I don't think there's anything we can do to stop the collapse. I think what we can do is prepare our families to reduce the duration of it. And there's a scene in the beginning of Gladiator where Marcus Aurelius is talking to the emperor. And he's talking about how Rome was an idea. Well, and it was really fragile. And if he just whispered it, he felt like it would break. America is such a, you know, so much of a greater idea. Our foundation is on God. And, you know, it's in the Bible for freedom, Christ set us free. And so we have a responsibility to take control of the education of our kids and make sure that this next generation coming up, can lead us out of the tribulation that's coming. And into something greater. And I think, you know, all these new dads have such a great calling if you embrace that and just teach them the truth.
I want you to expand on this because you're dead on, Gunther, but absolutely, and I'm not saying this to be defeatist or negative. The collapse is already here. How bad it's going to be is up to us. We expose the globalists. It won't be as bad, but it's already here. Let's not lie about it. We've got to start preparing for the rebuilding. I think you've hit the nail on the head here.
Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly it. And, well, just lost
what what else do you want to know? What else do you want to say? I'm sorry, interruption.
No, that's exactly it. You know, just all the new fathers. You guys can do it. I'm a father of five. You know, and it's tough to make sacrifices to make sure that you can take care of your kids' education and keep them at home with a traditional family unit. And let's not let them destroy that.
Well, they've tried to make it impossible. And so those of you that have done it, I salute you, because even with all my success, it's been hard to protect all my children. Three of my children are fully awake and know what's going on. One of them has gotten partially taken over by the dark side. So pray for her. But, yeah, this is a very serious time.
It is close, and it's the most important thing you can do, absolutely. And it requires sacrifice, and the right thing always does. But thank you for having me on.
Gunther, thank you so much, brother. Yeah, but speaking about foundational energy, my dad came out with it. About a year and a half ago, I came to my dad being sued by the deep state, being attacked for being in business with me. And, you know, and I said, Dad, I got an idea for methylfolate. It's the hottest thing, and we got a great supplier of the best. I said, why don't you put it out and, you know, try to support what you're doing and also support InfoWars, and he finally did it. But I can't even take it. It just gives you so much energy. And, again, it's not like caffeine or stuff like, or, you know, whatever people take, like Adderall or whatever. It doesn't stimulate you the way that does. It literally is what your cells operate on. And whether black people get, like, on average 90% of folic acid when they eat, you know, spinach. That's what Popeye, you know, strong to the finish because I eat my spinach and Popeye the Sailor Man. That's folic acid. It's full of folic acid. You hear about all the deformities in kids and low IQ because moms don't get enough folic acid. But Northern Europeans, but everybody gets a benefit. Okay. But Northern Europeans, they do not download and do not process folic acid well. This is just the byproduct of it broken down. Your cells 100% slurp it up. Then you add B-complex, it turbocharges it. So it 100% is the most insane thing ever. And this is not like some game changer. I'm usually ahead of the curve. This has been known for 10 years. All the Olympic athletes are on it. You know, the North Koreans, the South Koreans, the Germans, the Russians, the U.S., the cycling teams, they're gobbling it. This is just a great formula. It's 100%. It's not, you know, some type of nebulous thing. It is amazing. Get it, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have another great product that is now back in stock. Reformulated, even stronger, nitric boost with all the natural compounds to clean out your blood, vasodilate your arteries and veins and the capillaries in your brain. Whether you want to be healthy with strokes or heart attacks or anything, everybody should be on nitric boost, particularly middle-aged or older people. And this is a great formula, InfoWarsStore.com. But I really hope to spread the word you get a fundraising T-shirt of Team Humanity or the new 1776 Cats and Flag shirt design. We need your support. We're fighting as hard as we can. We can't do it without you. Thank you for the support. All right, Warren in Texas. Warren, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. How you doing?
Man, I'm busy in a one-legged man in asking a contest.
I hear you. I just say I'm a first-time caller, long-time supporter. Cabinets are full of X2, X3, all the way back to the BioPTA. Support you, your product, your book.
We wouldn't be here without you. I hate the fact I got to beg all day, but without the funds, we're not here. So thank you, brother.
I understand. After what you've been through with the court, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. But
plus, they're great products. Plus, they're great products. But I'd rather just people believe me and try them, and then I can just say, hey, they're great products. Get them. If the general audience would just listen to me and go get the damn things and try them, they'd see I'm not lying.
The Brain Force, Turbo Force, the X2 and X3 is amazing. Just add that to your water, get used to the taste, and drop it on your tongue, and it's you really can tell a difference in just your total body after.
Absolutely.
Just a solid week, and it's like you're a new person. But what I was calling about and what you're asking about and getting opinions on the collapse, I want to say I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I went in, first signed up in 1994. I was in the infantry, active duty. When I first enlisted, they gave us a questionnaire. And on the questionnaire was, would you be willing to go door to door, confiscate firearms from U.S. citizens?
By the way, that happened. That was famous when that happened.
Right. And I filled it out. I saw it again a couple of years later after we were coming back from overseas. I saw it again whenever I was getting discharged at the end of my contract. And it was the same thing every time. No, I would not do this. It's unconstitutional. You know, just wrote my answers out. The thing is, it's, you know, this goes back to what you always say. The enemy, they tell us what they're doing. And the thing that I've learned and seen from you is, you know, just putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Well, who's the Secretary of Defense? Lloyd Austin. What'd he do? Well, he was a big part in taking all the weapons away after Katrina.
That's right.
Right? You know, he led that. And it's like, you see these exercises like they had Dade Helm. Okay. Well, now we've got Dick Durbin, just like you had earlier in a clip today, saying, hey, we need to let these illegals serve in the military. Then they can become citizens. Okay. Well, not only that, the police force. In several cities across the United States, they've already announced programs where illegals can become police officers. And after a certain amount of time, they can get their citizenship. They'll help push that through.
By the way, I saw it trending on Twitter yesterday about illegals in the military and police saying, is Alex Jones right? It's admitted. It's going on.
Right. It's right there. Dick Durbin was trying to get everybody else in Congress on board.
That's the senator from Illinois, for those who don't know, who, by the way, attacked me in Congress yesterday. I didn't even play that yet.
So, now the puzzle pieces are all out there. You've got Lloyd Austin. You've got the questionnaires. Now, I'm saying this. When all these millions and millions and millions of illegals see a way to get in, become part of the military, after they've kicked out all of these good soldiers, troops, airmen, sailors.
No, they admit, the left admits it's a purge. Take the shot, be part of critical race theory, and support drag queen story time, you're out of the military. They've created the recruiting crisis to now bring the illegal aliens in. They even admit it, as you said.
Now, yeah, they had the purge. They got all the, we'll just say, good ones out, or a majority of them out. They're going to fill it in with the illegals. Now, when they get that questionnaire, do you think they're going to have a problem going door to door?
No, they're not.
Taking away weapons? Absolutely not.
Now, I remember it on the air 25 years ago when I first gave the questionnaire at 29 Palms, and people didn't believe it was real, even though it was the Marine Corps admitted it. And you're right. They did it at least two more times we know of where they asked the entire Marine Corps, will you fire on U.S. citizens? And that's why Clinton didn't make his move, and then Obama didn't, because the majority said no.
But do you think these people that are coming across the border are going to have any problem with it? No way.
Well, that's like in Tiananmen Square. That's why they didn't respond for a couple of days. They had to ship a couple hundred thousand troops from 500 miles away that spoke a different language, because China has like 20-something languages, Chinese, but it's still different. They had to ship them from North China down to South China. God bless you, Warren. Hour number three, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.